This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, Democratic senators want the NRA to not get any more contributions from federal employees. A possible solution for federal workers dealing with child care needs still. And a DHS whistleblower has some demands if members of Congress want to hear from him. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. A group of Democratic senators want to remove the National Rifle Association Foundation from the list of approved charities on the combined federal campaign. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez led nearly a dozen of their colleagues in writing to the Office of Personnel Management. They say it's inappropriate for federal employees to donate to the NRA through a government-sanctioned donation drive. Two district attorney generals are suing the NRA for misusing funds. The 2020 CFC kicks off today. Feds are still juggling work and child care, but there may be an easy fix that could help. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The Government Managers Coalition is calling on the administration to set up an emergency leave transfer program. The Office of Personnel Management has set up similar programs in the past after presidentially declared disasters. It allows federal employees to donate unused annual leave to a pool. Employees impacted by an emergency can apply to use that donated leave. Managers say an emergency leave transfer program might help parents who are still struggling to balance childcare and work during the pandemic. Nicole Grisco, Federal News Network.
A whistleblower at the Homeland Security Department says he won't testify to lawmakers behind closed doors until his lawyer gets clearance to see classified materials. Former DHS official Brian Murphy claims the agency pressured him to suppress facts and intelligence reports, which the president may have found objectionable, including reports about Russian interference in elections and white supremacy threats. Murphy is originally supposed to give a deposition today to the House Intelligence Committee. Agriculture Department Deputy Secretary Steve Senske is heading back to his old job. The agency announced Senske will leave his position on November 8th to become the CEO of the American Soybean Association. He was the CEO of ASA for 21 years before joining the Trump administration. Senske has been with USDA since October 2017 and is focused on reshaping the agency to improve customer service and operational efficiencies. More agency email is in the cloud than ever before, but meeting the government-wide goal is still far off. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has details.
Two more agencies met the government-wide goal of putting at least 95% of their email in the cloud. The Departments of Interior and Health and Human Services helped raise the overall percentage of federal email boxes in the cloud to its highest ever at 84%. But the Office of Management and Budget's update on performance.gov shows five large agencies are still standing in the way of meeting the administration's target. The Departments of Homeland Security, Justice, Treasury, and Energy made little or no progress in the third quarter. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Air Force is holding an industry day today to explain to vendors how it plans to transform its acquisition process with digital technology. The event itself is all digital in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials say they want industry to understand how the Air Force and Space Force will do business from now on, incorporating digital engineering, agile software development, and open architectures into all of their major programs. A new push from the Pentagon to speed up the adoption of 5G wireless technologies. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has more.
In a new request for information, DoD says it wants input from industry on how it can share parts of the wireless spectrum that are currently reserved for military systems like radar. The department says it wants to understand the art of the possible so that both military and civilian users can benefit from 5G technologies. The RFI focuses specifically on parts of the so-called mid-band spectrum that's ideal for 5G deployments, but for now is dedicated to military use. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Army is directing its commanders and managers to immediately take precautions against possible effects from climate change. A memo from Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy instructs commanders to establish resilience measures to safeguard valuable assets and minimize readiness impacts of climate change. Leaders are supposed to implement relevant policies, plans, and procedures to counteract extreme weather. Superstorms and fires have damaged military installations across the nation. The most notable is Tyndall Air Force Base, which was devastated by a hurricane. And the Federal Education Association is calling for the Defense Department to return all of its schools to remote learning. The call comes after a counselor at Fort Knox Middle/High School died of COVID-19 last week. About one-third of the military schools are currently open to in-person classes. About 15,000 employees work for the Defense Department Education Activity. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.